FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
I want to get to my guest right now. He is Hans von Spakovsky. Not much to talk about today.
There's been stuff to talk about every day.
Hans, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good morning to you.
Absolutely. William Barr is going to be front and center this week, isn't he? Between the release of the Mueller report and his comments on spying.
Well, yeah, he did say that he hoped that the Justice Department would get the Mueller report finally turned over this week. And, yeah, it's actually been interesting watching the reaction to that, because all he did was reflect reality. You know, the Trump campaign was spied upon. They used both informants and they used secret electronic surveillance. And what I find particularly kind of amusing about the Democratic reaction to this is that, look, the electronic surveillance, as you know, was expressly okayed by what? The secret FISA court, which is the court we use for counterintelligence operations to spy on people we suspect of being foreign espionage agents.
Right. And, you know, I had a little disagreement with Chris Wallace over this last week when I had him on, because he said, well, it wasn't spying. It was a surveillance warrant. I'm like, yeah, but it came from a foreign surveillance judge, the one that approved this FISA warrant. And in order to, what we don't know is who was unmasked, right? Because Samantha Powers went repeatedly near the last few weeks of the Obama administration and requested the unmasking of potentially dozens of Americans who were overheard on those tapes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I hate to disagree with Chris Wallace, but the Attorney General got it correct. And look, you know, he hastened to add, he didn't say it was wrong. What he said was, we have to figure out and look at whether or not it was justified or not. And that apparently just scares the Democrats no end. They don't want anybody looking into it. They ought to. Because we have never, ever in our history before had a federal law enforcement agency, which has a lot of power, spying on or opening up an investigation, whatever you want to call it, of the presidential campaign of the opposition political party. That's the kind of thing that happens in third world countries. We had better make darn sure that the FBI and DOJ actually had a solid basis for opening up that investigation. If they didn't, then it was an abuse of their powers.
If they didn't, then it was no different than breaking into the headquarters of your opponent's party and trying to steal a document, which is what happened in Watergate, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a very similar thing. I don't think the Democrats want to be reminded of that.
No, I bet that they don't. Let's talk about the Mueller report for a minute. We're expecting William Barr to release a color-coded version of that this week, and I guess that means that different people in Congress and then the public will see different versions of it, right?
Yeah, although you know that Congress leaks like a sieve. In fact, that's probably being giving them more credit than they're due, and I have no doubt that some Democrat in one of those committees will leak the report within. Should we start a pool? Will it be 5 seconds, half an hour?
The over-under? Yeah. I'll take the under. Yeah, I would agree with that. In fact, I played a bite from Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, who said that Congress leaks like the Titanic. I mean, it's going to, he's right. It's going to be out in no time. And what I've said all along is, you know, it found no evidence of collusion or conspiracy. He didn't find any evidence to prove obstruction, or he left that up to the Attorney General's office. They're going to find a sentence or two in there somewhere that they claim should have proven obstruction, and that's all the stories will be about in the media this week.
Yeah, plus they're going to try to create a false cover-up story because of the fact that the other story that they'd been pushing for the past 2 years turned out to be totally false.
Yeah. Well, wait for it, because it's coming. We think maybe by Wednesday of this week, if his timeline's correct, right?
Right.
Good. Well, maybe, Hans, once that thing gets released, And you've had a chance to digest it. We can get you back on here later this week to kind of take it apart for us.
No, happy to do that, although, you know, it's going to take me a little bit to read the 300-odd pages of it.
Well, you can speed read that, can't you? Come on. Or just wait for the leaks, and then you'll understand it perfectly.
Right.
Hans von Spakovsky, thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.